Yeah. That's Working Man Live from Russian Rio. Tim just asked me, they're Canadian?
Canadian.
Yeah.
Like one of some of the other great imports, like, what was the Guess Who was from there, right?
Yeah. Mike Myers is from there.
Yeah, Mike Myers. Yeah, yeah.
Who else is from there?
Jim Carrey's a Canadian. Yep. Canadian by,
A lot of comics from Canada. Yeah. So we got all kinds of other things. Yeah, there's so many songs about work. It's a great theme because there's just so many.
Yeah.
So
do you remember when you came home from work and you lived with your father and your father's? He said, "Gee, what a day I had, Dad." And he'd start this one. "When I was a kid, we used to work all day. And then we'd have to pick up our brother and carry him on our shoulders and walk 5 miles to school. You know what we had for lunch, Chris? You know what we had? Lent from our pockets." That's what we had for lunch. You kids don't know what work is, right?
No, my dad, he never gave me that speech. He always worked in an office.
I thought it was like a longshoreman.
Yeah. He always worked in an office, and he did the same job for 40 years. But he was on here yesterday. Yeah. My father was on here yesterday. We were doing songs about money, and we were talking about yachting and stuff. He had like a 125-foot yacht. He had like Yachting Magazine. He was going through some stuff there.
Yeah.
So we got some other. You're like Randy Newman, Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man?
Yeah.
We should do maybe that one. Yeah. Or I've Been Working on the Railroads. Oh,
that's a famous one. Yeah.
We've Been Working on the Railroad. Let's play this, and then we'll talk about the railroad and the coal mines again here on Time Travel.
That was a great one. I like that. Yeah. I mean, bring back a little childhood memory.
That was exciting. And you know what? Those kids will never work on the railroad.
No, that's
the funniest thing. They're singing about working on it, but they'll never work on it. They're spoiled.
They'll stand on the platform, wait for the train. That's about the hardest part for them. Yeah.
No, they'll take a flight instead. They won't be taking the train anytime soon. Much better than working in the coal mine, though.
Yeah.
Working on the railroad.
But, you know, we had a bunch of incidents that have all kind of ran together here, Chris.
Actually. Yeah.
A bunch of earthquakes.
Yeah.
Right? And then now we've had a couple of coal mine incidents. And then we get, you know, the dolphins are all jumping up on the shore trying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
They had the mudslide today. It was a big mudslide. I think it killed like 60 people.
And where was that?
I want to say it was California.
California.
Yeah. Wow. That's usually where all those mudslides are. My mom lived out there for a while with my stepfather, and they said they had mudslides. I'm sure it was the drink, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Let's see. News result for mudslides. Mudslides in Brazil 1 hour ago. All right. All headline news is telling me Rio de Janeiro mudslides caused by heavy rains buried homes and have killed 200 people in a city. Yeah.
Wow.
This just came in 6:47 Eastern Standard Time. What a horrible way to go. It's like you're sitting in your house and all of a sudden a mudslide comes down and this one says buried the homes. Horrible way to go. Getting buried alive.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And you're probably trying to wing your way out and you're sinking. So it's got to be the equivalent of quicksand, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you're going to try. I mean, it's wet, so you probably think you can swim in it, but you can't. And the next thing you know, that's it. Wow. Mudslide started Monday, record-setting rainfall of 11 inches in Rio de Janeiro.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy. Incredible. Well, there was also, there was Haiti, and then what was the one afterwards? It wasn't Cuba. It was...
They had one in Iceland. Didn't they have a
Yeah, Iceland had a small one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that's a fantastic place to go.
I heard it's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Donovan just came back from there.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I heard it's a great place to go. I heard it's cheap.
Yeah.
And I heard they're nice to people who travel.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's their gravy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad living.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and... On Iceland, they said more bars per capita.
Now, the story I heard was 90% of Iceland is on welfare, and the other 10 own the liquor stores.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I heard Iceland is more equivalent to be called Greenland, and Greenland's more equivalent to be called Iceland.
Hmm.
You know?
I'd love to go there sometime.
Yeah, what is it, a part of Finland or something? Iceland?
Iceland? No, it's just Iceland.
Yeah, it's
I think it may have used to be part of Greenland or something, but at least in the board game Risk it was. But I'm going to play a little Lou Reed here. Yeah. This is from Songs for Drella, which came out in 1990. It was Lou Reed and John Cale, and this was about their friend Andy Warhol, who had died earlier that year. And they put out a whole album called Songs for Drella because that was one of Andy Warhol's nickname. It was a combination of Dracula and Cinderella. So his work on time travel.
What was his name? Drella?
Drella, yeah.
Andy was a Catholic. The ethic ran through his bones. He lived alone with his mother, collecting gossip and toys. Every Sunday when he went to church, he'd kneel in his pew and he'd say, "It's work. All that matters is work." He was a lot of things. What I remember the most, he'd say, "I got to bring home the bacon. Someone's got to bring home the roast." He'd get to the factory early. If you asked him, he'd have told you straight out, "It's work." No matter what I did, it never seemed enough. He said I was lazy, I said I was young. He said, "How many songs did you write?" I'd written 0, I'd Latin said 10. "You won't be young forever. You should have written 15. It's work." He ought to make things big. People like it that way. And the songs with the dirty words, make sure you record them that way. And he liked to stir up trouble. He was funny that way. He said it's just work. And he sat down to talk one day. He said, "Decide what you want. Do you want to expand your parameters or play the museums like some dilettante?" I fired him on the spot. He got red and he called me a rat. It was the worst word that he could think of. I'd never seen him like that. It was work. I thought he said it's just work. Andy said a lot of things. I stuttered them all away in my head. Sometimes when I can't decide what I should do, I think, what would Andy have said? He'd probably say, "You think too much. That's because there's work that you don't want to do. It's work. The most important thing is work. It's work. The most important thing is work."
That's Lou Reed and John Cale with Work here on Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. I am here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial with Tim the Machine Gun Gilgun until 9 p.m. 617-627-3800 is the phone line. Call in and request a song about work, because that's our theme tonight. DJ WMFO on the old AOL Instant Messenger. I am also on the old Facebook, Chris Earle, K-R-I-S-E-A-R-L-E. I'll be your friend. Just let me know. 20,000 kids are hospitalized every year because of the flu. Health officials recommend annual vaccination to protect all kids 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit preventchildhoodinfluenza.org. The flu facts. That's another thing, Tim. The flu. It's the swine flu.
Yeah.
Another crazy thing.
That was like totally out of control.
These are like signs of the apocalypse.
I don't know. You got like I said, we were talking earthquakes,
right.
Coal mine,
right.
Disasters.
Mudslides.
And the dolphins, that got something to do with, I've always heard, the core of the earth.
Yeah.
It's some kind of out of kilter or something.
Yeah, dolphins are smart. They're giving up.
Yeah.
They're just like, the hell with it. I'm done.
One came up at Kelly's the other day. I think he was trying to get, I think coming to Revere Beach.
Oh, the roast beef?
I think he was trying to get to the roast beef. Do I know you? He went out to beat the seagulls.
Dolphins going after the roast beef?
Yeah. Yeah. He went out to beat the seagulls to it, I'll tell you that.
That place is good. I like the Kelly's, but I like the Mikey's better. I think I like Mikey's roast beef better.
Yeah, yeah.
It was right down the street. Now, what is Mikey's roast beef off? What is that considered?
99?
Is that Charlestown? That's not Charlestown. That's Everett, right?
Yeah,
that's Everett.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You like that, huh?
I like the Mikey's, yeah.
You don't have to deal with the seagulls either, because the seagulls are screaming.
That's right.
Yeah. They want their, you know, their veg out of the idea of sandwich and your fries down Kelly's.
Yep. Kelly's changed a little bit too, I think. I think they got a little too big for their britches. Started making bigger stores and stuff like that.
Yeah. They branched out and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. This next one is from Austin Powers in Gold Member, the official soundtrack. This is Beyonce before she was huge. She was still a star. Yep. This is Work It Out here on Time Travel.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Oh,
There's Beyonce with Work It Out here on Time Travel. Austin Powers and Goldmember. I think that was from 2002. Yeah. That was the third movie. Those are all good movies.
Oh, great movies, yeah. Mini-Me's my favorite, you know?
Yeah.
And Dr. Evil and...
They're all good. I still like Austin Powers the best. That first one, when they did that first scene, when he was running down the street, and it was almost like the Beatles.
Hard Day's Night,
everybody's running after him. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
I just started dying laughing when I first saw that. But yeah, what an inventive guy he is. He's been taking it easy lately, though. He was in Inglourious Basterds. He played it straight as a British agent.
Yeah,
top agent in Inglourious Basterds. He was pretty good in that.
So yeah, he's like he was booming there for a while, right? Remember Wayne's World for a while there?
Yeah.
And I guess during the filming of Wayne's World, he thought that Dana Carvey?
Yeah.
Had got too much, you know, he got too much like press or too much, you know, and the second one he cut him to almost nothing, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Well, Dana Carvey was amazing. I thought he like single-handedly saved Saturday Night Live for a while. I mean, he was on there, and then you know Phil Hartman had his moments, and Mike Myers, Dana Carvey was just like on fire back then.
Yeah,
and then the poor guy, you know what happened to him? He had to get a heart operation, and they operated on the wrong ventricle.
He was
sick for years afterwards, and he won a big lawsuit. And he gave it to, I think, the American Heart Association.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, he won, like, I want to say he won, like, $1 million or a little bit more.
Wow.
And he gave it all away. But, I mean, how horrible is that? Wake up and they find out that they operated on the wrong freaking side.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, what a nightmare, huh?
Repairing something like that, you know?
Well, meanwhile, I mean, they got the good one.
Yeah.
You know, they ended up getting rid of the good one. And the bad one was still in him, and then, so that's why he was really gone for a while. He was really sick.
Yeah,
you know. But so, what else were we talking about?
We were talking about
these signs of the apocalypse, all these horrible things happening. Tell me about you brought up an interesting point about the dolphin there. I didn't even realize that it came in.
Small juvenile dolphin that washed himself ashore on Revere Beach the other day. You know, some of the people turned him around and tried to point him back out, and he come right back up again, and
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy. You know, so he wanted to do himself in.
Yeah, either that or he was trying to go to Kelly's. But I'm lucky because a couple of them bars down there, he probably would have got his derby kicked in by a couple of the bikies, you know? Right?
Yeah.
You know, the Barstool bikies.
He decided to take matters into his own hands.
Yeah, then they finally, the New England Aquarium come got him, and he didn't even make it back to the aquarium.
It's too late,
huh? Yeah.
Oh, it's
cute
crazy.
Little thing, too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. You know, we got, earthquakes, you know, tsunamis, you know, coal miners getting stuffed in, you know, mudslides. I don't know. This doesn't look good, you know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Like I was saying, you know, the only mudslides I like are the ones you can drink. Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could use a frozen mudslide right about now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, man. But you know what I got next? I love this next guy. Working at the Car Wash Blues, Jim Croce. You like Jim Croce?
Oh, I love Jim Croce.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little Jim Croce here on Time Travel. Hope you guys like this one.
These cars. Well, all I can do is
That's the Police here on Time Travel. That was Dead End Job.
Three-piece band. Yeah. Hell of a band, huh?
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Fenway.
Did you?
Yeah. It was great. I always said when the Police comes around, I'm going to see them because I missed them and the Synchronicity tour.
Yeah,
I was a little too young at the time. I had just started going to concerts like right after them, but I missed the Police.
Yeah,
and I was always bummed. And I said, when they come back, I'm going to get a good seat. So, I ended up paying $300 a seat, but I was in the eighth row.
Yeah,
I think it was $350 for the seat.
Fenway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you could tell they didn't really like each other very much. They were just doing it for the money.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. I mean, they're all just incredible musicians. Still Stuart Copeland, Andy Summers. I mean, and of course Sting. But I saw him solo a couple times, and he was great early on, and then it just seemed like he was going by the numbers. And then he decided to make some money and go back with the Police.
It's got to be a thing about three-piece bands. The Cream were the same way, right?
Yeah, Cream was three, right? Rush is three.
Yeah, and Cream, they all literally all hated that, you know, couldn't stand each other either.
Mm-hmm.
Would they come back for one big tour and...
Yeah.
Would they do Albert Hall or something? And they had to get, I think it was Paul McCartney between them all to push them up on the stage because I guess Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker just couldn't stand each other, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, when you think about it, there was another band I was... reading about today. Oh, yeah, Jay Giles band. Yeah. Jay Giles and Aerosmith are playing Fenway.
Oh, that'd be
Did you hear
great.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Scott told me last night. I'm like, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I guess they announced it yesterday.
They were on. Peter Wolf and...
Yeah, I didn't see it. I saw like a very small picture of it, but they were looking old.
Yeah, yeah.
They're looking
pretty
rough, right?
Yeah.
But you think that Aerosmith thing was a publicity stunt with Steven Tyler to try to get people interested in the band again? Because they hadn't really done much lately.
No,
they haven't
either, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Wolf, he was what? He used to be on BCN.
He was on BCN,
before Charles Lacadero.
But he was, he just put out a new album, too. He's always been putting out albums.
Yeah, I've seen it somewhere, I read the article on it, yeah.
And they opened the House of Blues last year.
And
they played a private show before it officially opened. The Blues Brothers opened, and I actually went to that. That was pretty awesome at the House of Blues. Great venue. And I think they're going to start doing comedy there, too.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell you, that when the Stones played on Fenway, I seen Peter Wolf walking around behind the bleachers outside, you know. Yeah. And there were people yelling at him and he was waving to them, you know.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's really down to earth. But yeah, that'll be good. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of bands that fizzled out, though. Like they kicked Peter Wolf out of the band. They put out that crappy album.
Yeah.
And then Jay Giles was pretty much done for a while. Yeah. And then same thing with the Clash. The Clash, they get rid of... Mick Jones.
Yeah.
And then they put out that lousy album. But there was a lot of bands, it's like top of their game, just fizzle out. Same thing with the Police. Same thing. They were top of their game, Synchronicity, biggest band in the world, and then they call it quits. It's like, what are you thinking? Or Dave Chappelle, even. You think about Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Huge.
Incredible.
I mean, what a crazy story that was.
He went to Africa or something.
Yeah, he couldn't take the pressure, you know?
$50 million contract with Comedy Central.
Yeah.
With Comedy Central, I heard, they're tough to get money out of, I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dave, you ever?
I mean, that's just crazy. I couldn't believe that he just bailed like that, you know?
He went to Africa, and I heard he just was smoking weed or something.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is, like, he basically filmed all those programs, and they were all in the can. And, of course, you know, 6 months, a year, year and a half, they're all starting to go on Comedy Central, and people are starting to get into it. So he had already finished them out, and then he just became huge so quick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what a bizarre way to kill his career,
I heard his wife went crazy. When he bailed Africa, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I struggled with you all these years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I got an older one here. This one you could get on the American Graffiti soundtrack, a great movie from George Lucas. This one's The Silhouettes, Get a Job here on Time Travel.
me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching out and crying, telling me that I'm lying about a job that I never could find. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na, butter. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na, butter. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na, butter. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na, butter.
There's the Silhouettes with Get a Job. You can find that on the American Graffiti soundtrack. We were talking about Sha-na-na while that was playing there, and the Sha-na-na band, which was prevalent in the 70s.
I think one of them was from Chelsea, Massachusetts, you know?
Yeah. I think there was a local one in there. Yeah. They had quite a few in there. We had a dog named Bowser that we named after John Bowser Bauman, and my mom couldn't hack it because the dog had worms, so she got rid of him after like a week.
Yeah.
So that was pretty sad.
Yeah,
we did have a dog for 1 week as we grew up. It's like as an adult, all I've ever had is fish. Yeah. I always wanted a dog, and we thought about getting a dog. You ever have a dog?
No, I didn't. No, well, no. A couple of cats around when I was a kid, but. Nothing bigger than that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The Sha-na-na were on from 1977 to 81, and it was one of the most watched programs in syndication.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, one of the big things was is Grease came out, and they were in Grease.
Okay.
So that's why that got really huge, because Grease came out, I think, in 78.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody was watching that show, because they had that 50s nostalgia there.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That's probably same time around that... Happy Days was on probably in that era, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Happy Days, my favorite show of all time.
Is it?
I loved Happy Days. I always loved it since I was a kid. The Happy Days was on 75 to 84.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I just got the DVDs. They're on to like the fourth season or something. I was watching like the ones in the first season. And Fonzie wasn't a main character. He was like the hood. And he never wore a leather coat in the early ones. He had like a light blue... a light blue outfit on.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't have the leather coat until later on, and then they made him a more likable guy. He was kind of the tough guy at first.
Wow, you know who that was off at the first, don't you?
No.
Fonzie, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I think I heard something like that. Yeah, Sly.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting.
It would have been different, yeah.
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 So you seen American Graffiti, right?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a great 50s one.
Yeah, a lot of stars in that one, too. What else can we get? I love this one. Let's play Just a Job to Do from Genesis with Phil Collins. I think he's like a hitman in this one. Here's a nice job about work here. Just a Job to Do here on Time Travel. Me and Tim are going to be here with you until 9 p.m. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford. You want to make a request, 617-627-3800 is the listener line. DJ WMFO is the instant messenger screen name. And you can also Facebook it or email it, whatever you like. Here's Genesis on Time Travel. Thanks for listening.
Now, Phil Collins' first thing ever.
We'll be right back. 20th Century Fox presents a tribute to anyone who has ever been overworked, underpaid, and pushed to the edge by an ungrateful boss. They arrive promptly at 9, because if they're not on time, they know they'll get the sack. But before they begin the daily grind, the boss takes his cup black. They remember each date, make sure he's not late, and keep everything organized. They reserve tables for brunch or a 3-martini lunch while they dine on burgers and fries.
Miss Rhodes!
They listen to all his problems. They do their best to please. And even if they run the show, he gets paid for their ideas.
Great work.
And so long as he's alive, from 9 to 5, they'll take it all they can.
Miss Rhodes, come in here.
But what will go on when the light finally dawns that it's time to get back at that man?
Miss Rhodes!
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. 9 to 5.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They must use your mind.
Heard at work today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sir, I'll have you speak to an attorney, okay?
Pardon?
I'll have you speak to an attorney.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, yes. I was heard at work today.
Yeah, who told you to call me?
Well, I got your ad in the paper.
Okay, can you come to see me?
Well, listen to me. I was very hurt today.
Yeah?
Right. Now, my boss, he reprimanded me and said some very vicious things, and I'm very hurt about this.
What do you mean hurt? You were hurt by his words, or you had an injury?
I sustained an injury, but I was initially hurt with his words.
Yeah. That's a very, very sophisticated type of case you have there. Can you come in to see me?
Yeah, sure, but listen, he said bad, awful things, and I fell down the stairs, and my shoes fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very hurt about this.
Well, you may be, you mean you feel hurt emotionally hurt?
Very, very hurt.
Did you injure your body as well?
Well, my head was bashed apart.
Yeah, I suggest that you come in to see me about it. We'll file a claim for you.
Okay. All right, then.
Have my address, right?
Sure, I do.
Come in any day of the week between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Right. You know what it's like to be hurt.
Well, of course I do.
And I hate that.
Well, you have to come in to see me so we can file a claim for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love her.
That's the Jerky Boys here on Time Travel. Heard at Work, that one is called. It's just great.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
My boss reprimanded me. They were pretty funny.
Yeah. And you know the lawyer's like, see, they, you know, we'll get you a doctor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll happen to be my brother.
Right. Yeah. So we got about 10 more minutes here. And we've been talking about songs about work. I'm going to play a little whistle while you work while we're talking in the background. Yeah. So, best job ever. What have you had? What's the best job ever? Or the worst job ever?
Well, best job I ever had was I worked for the maintenance department in the Charlestown Boys Club. And yeah. That was just so much fun over so many years.
Yeah.
But, you know, like anybody I done, you know, as a kid, I used to lug stationery around.
Yeah.
And that was brutal in the winter on a on a two-wheeler, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a tough one, you know. But then I worked in the Mass General for a while, and I was a young kid. They used to make me work in the operating room. That was scary.
I was
about 15, 16.
Wow,
yeah.
No kidding. You're working in the operating room?
Yeah,
15, 16? Wow.
Yeah, every fourth or fifth week, we had to go in the operating room. I was like freaky, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seeing the, you know.
What was going on? They sawing off limbs and stuff?
I was like, yeah. And you had to take it to pathology afterwards, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I probably could have made a small fortune if I could have found a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. So this is, so you said you never saw 9 to 5, huh?
Never saw it,
Oh,
no.
You got to see that. I'll tell you what, I'll see the, what was it, State of Grace?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah,
State
of
Grace?
Yeah.
And you see 9 to 5.
All right.
9 to 5 is a great movie. Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Dabney Coleman. Top notch.
Dabney Coleman, a very underrated
actor.
You
I agree.
I mean?
Yeah, he was great. Is he still around? Is he still alive?
Around. He did want another one a few years later where he thought he was going to die and he was trying to get the pension for the kids and he was a cop. And everything he did to try to get himself killed and he couldn't get killed. And I forget the name of the movie, but it was a great movie.
Right. He had Cloak and Daggers and War Games. He was
in Cloak and Dagger was good, yeah.
Tootsie.
Yeah.
He's in Modern Problems, Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
On Golden Pond, a great movie. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the one that you were talking about.
Probably late 80s.
Man with One Red Shoe?
No.
With Tom Hanks? Young Doctors in Love?
No.
I don't know.
That's all they got them rung. That's all they got them rung up there, but...
Yeah, they
but
got...
Cloak and Dagger I liked.
Yeah, I did. I liked Cloak and Dagger, too. It was with the kid from E.T.
Yeah, Henry Thomas, yeah.
Yeah. How to Beat the High Cost of Living.
Yeah.
Clifford? Is that right?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Short Time.
That's it. Yeah. That's a really, if you really get a chance, that's a good one.
Yeah,
and
Short Time.
You can't
time.
Do nothing, right? You know, to get the pension, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
He played Seattle Detective Bert Simpson, it says, Dabney Coleman.
Yeah.
Mistakenly told he has 2 weeks to live due to a medical mix-up.
Yeah.
And then he finds out his family will not be entitled to retirement fund if he dies of natural causes.
Yeah.
So he tries to
he's
off
gonna
himself.
Get shot.
Yeah,
right
in the line of duty.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was a good one. But a very underrated actor.
I really liked Dabney Coleman. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play one more here, and then the next crew will be coming in at 9 p.m. Well, that was a little whistle while you work in the background. Adriana Casaletti from the music of Disney. Big box set. Disney put out some good songs.
Oh,
a lot of
good
songs about work.
Yeah.
It's like Whistle While You Work. What was the other? The Julie Andrews one with Spoonful of Sugar.
Yeah.
What was the other one? She did Whistle While You Work in that too, didn't she?
Yep.
But I'm going to play one more here, and then we're going to get out of here. My name is Chris Earle. It's been a special time travel show. I'm normally on Wednesdays from 5 to 7, and my guest today has been Tim the Machine Gun Gilgun.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
And I'm going to play R.E.M., at the end of all of this, all this work. And we had tons of other work songs to play, and there were a lot of great requests, and we didn't get to all of them. But thank you, everybody, for listening today on WMFO. We'll be back again. We'll have to do another work theme. We did Money and Work this week. Yeah. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but I'll be here again substituting for my friend Daniela on Monday from 5 to 7 for her show. And Mr. Derek Gary will be with me on that one. So we'll be spinning some hits on Monday with a new theme. I think we're doing all Peter Gabriel on that one on Monday. Yeah. And then back to time travel next Wednesday. So WMFO has seen a lot of Chris Earl this week. But this last one here is going to be the finest work song. And again, thank you for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl and Tim Gilgun on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And you guys have an awesome weekend.
Do you know what this means? It means that this damn thing doesn't work at all.
Listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you for listening to Freeform Radio.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.